I want today to do something that is not common. Instead of taking one topic, I want to share with you feelings that I had in the last month, starting with Yom HaShoah, going to Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut, finishing with Lag BaOmer. Next time, Bezrat Hashem, that we will meet, we will speak about Yom Yerushalayim and Shavuot. I was very bothered in Yom HaShoah. Every year I think I'm very bothered. But this year I was very bothered even more than usual. And I got a phone call in the middle of the day from someone that I know very close. And I shared with him my thinking. And he told me something that I want to share with you. One of the shiurim that I give about halachic questions in the Holocaust go to a ghetto that was not far from Lodz. The Germans came to the Judenrat and gave him 500 cards. They told him that according to their list, there is 1,200 carpenters in the camp. 500 are going to load on tracks and going to take to work. And 700 are going to put immediately in the gun chambers. He has 2 hours. In these 2 hours, he have to choose who will die and who will live. In 2 hours, they will come. The people that have the cards will go to work. And the people that won't have the cards will go to die. After thinking, the Judenrat decided that he's not doing it. He can't play the place of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he can't decide who will live and who will die. Even if he knows that the price is that most probably because he doesn't obey the order, he will be cut. And he went to his room and he left all the cards on the table. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know that in Hebrew the word mikre is rak mehashem. There is no word mikre. Everything is hashgacha. That while the Germans came and everything, one of the carpenters was in the room because he had to fix the table of the Judenrat. And suddenly he finds himself in a very, very awkward position. The tickets are here. He knows that in 2 hours they're going to decide about his life. And if asking himself, he can simply take one ticket, put it in the pocket, and 2 hours when the Germans will come, he will be alive. And what he decides to do is to run and find a rav in the ghetto that will tell him if this is allowed or not. And every year in Yom HaShoah, I remember this story. And I'm asking myself, from where are the forces? Me'efo ha'kochot? So simple to take a ticket. First he take it, then ask. He left everything. Ran in the middle of the night to find the rav that will tell him if this is allowed or not. The rav told him it's not allowed. And the rav explained to him, I won't go down to the whole sugya, that because the tickets can save the people, they belong to all the people. So the 500 belong to the 1,200 carpenters. And therefore he is, if 2,400 hands are on this ticket and he can't push them away and take, he will be caused by murder. He didn't take. The German came after 2 hours. So that No tickets were given. They called all the 1,200 carpenters. They chose the 500 most strong physically. He wasn't one of them. And 2 hours later, he was in the gas chambers. Let's have this shear for his Ilui Nisham. I heard it from the son of the Rav. This story. He was there when the carpenter came and asked. And maybe my sicha, the topic of my sicha, maybe that I want to catch on different events, but I think the topic of my sicha is how do you work brain emotions? How working Hashem, think that you understand in the brain, you use them in the minute that you need because you are ruling brain on emotions. How do you do it? From where is the koach? I remember the first year that I went with Heritage to Birkenau. One of the historians told me, you see this camp was before we parked. So this camp is the matchmaker of my parents. I asked him, what do you mean? And he told me that his father was in Birkenau. He was working to make roads. And every first day, the whole day, they didn't get any food. On first day night, they got soup and bread. And he kept the bread in order that in Shabbat, you will have two. Zecher lechem mishnah. I say zecher lechem mishnah because it's sliced. So it doesn't have the dinim of lechem mishnah. But it has the dinim to remember that there is a lechem mishnah. He didn't eat the bread on first day. Dinner was the only time where women and men were together. And the young lady saw that every first day he's putting it in the pocket. So she wrote to him on a piece of paper, you're working physically, I'm working with clothes, I'm not working physically, I will keep my bread and I will give you in order that you will have lechem mishnah. And he told her, no, it's not according to the halacha, I'm only doing it to remember. You shouldn't give me. And like that, they started. After the war, because of these letters, they got married. And I asked myself, from where are the forces? From where are the forces that when you starve the whole day, you don't eat anything, when you get soup and bread, this is what you do. You keep the bread in order that Shabbat, you will have two for Lechem Mishnah. And I can go and continue with a lot of different stories. Maybe I saw anyone more. I'm sure the girls that were in Birkenau heard it. The kids that were in a certain brick, and it was known that if you are in this brick, they go and kill you later. The next day, a father had a golden medal that he succeeded putting into the camp. He gave it to a couple. And then he thought to himself, and he said to the couple, at night you are freeing my son. But then he said to himself, wow, I know what will happen. He will free my son, but he will take someone else. Because in the morning there is a count of the Nazi. So he went and asked the Rav. And the Rav said, I don't have books, I can't answer. He says, I understand what you want to tell me. He went to the couple, he said, keep the coin, because he knew that the couple won't give him back, and don't free my son. And from where do you have this koach? This koach, not to go according to what you want. You want your son to live. You don't go according to your emotions. You're going according to the emet. How does it work? How do I educate as a rav? How do I educate my students that they will have the same thing? In different versions. Bezalat Hashem, only in good things. But how does it work? In the middle of the day, someone called me, another rav, asked me, what are you bothered today? And I told him all these questions. Told me, I want to tell you a story. There was a famous Rosh Yeshiva in the name of Rabbi Gernichovsky. Rabbi Gernichovsky was the Rosh Yeshiva of Chubilla. Passed away 2 years ago in Bnei Brak. Four years ago approximately, his watch broke on the floor, felt on the floor, and stopped working. He was very old, couldn't manage himself. Told his son, I don't have a watch. I need a watch. Let's buy a new one. The son said, before we buy a new one, let's go to the watchmaker. Maybe he can fix it. Next day, on the way to the yeshiva, they went to the man of the watch, the watchmaker, and he looked in the watch, changed the battery, asked for 7 shekel, and gave it. So Rabbi Genachowski said, I'm sorry to tell you, but you made a mistake. It's not a question of battery, because it failed, and then it didn't work. It's not that the battery finished. So most probably your analysis is wrong. Told him the man, to Rabbi Genachowski, you don't understand. The battery was very weak. And because she was weak, in a minute that she got a makah, she stopped. If she will be strong, even if she will get a makah, she won't stop. He went out of the store, looked at his son, and said, did you hear what you heard? Our duty in life is to charge batteries. Is to have strong batteries by learning Torah. By thinking about Hashem. If I have a strong battery, then even when I have a time, when I have hard in life, and hard in life doesn't mean only these cases that I gave. It could be different atmosphere that you are. With people that don't have exactly the same goals like you. Maybe the most important sentence that I want you to take from this talk is one sentence. One sentence that said Rav Volbe. He was a very, very big mashgiach. He wrote Alei Shu that I suggest you very much to learn and to read. He said, it's not important what the man is over in life. The question is, how does he explain what he is over? Two people can be over exactly the same thing. And they will take it very differently because they have different batteries. Because they come from different approaches. Because they are different in their closeness to Hashem, and therefore they will explain things differently. And they will behave differently. When this, he told me, this man, you know from where came this koach? Why this carpenter went? It wasn't the decision of this minute. It's because for years he was working to be close to Hashem. And now in this 1 minute, it came into action. Because he had a strong battery that he charged for years. And therefore now he has it. I told the man that told me the story about Rabbi Genachowski. I told him 2 things that I want to share with you. One thing, to explain the sentence of Rav Volbe. There was a group of girls that came to Treblinka. In Treblinka, almost there are no survivors. There are no survivors because in Treblinka there was no part died and part there were work. Everyone died. Train came, 2 hours, everyone died. There are 20 people survived from Treblinka. They were put into the bunker. They took the clothes out. Suddenly came a phone. They said that they need 20 workers. They took 20 strong people. They dressed them. They sent them. And these are the survivors of Treblinka. One of them went with a group of girls. When they came to Treblinka, he told his story. Went out of the train. He saw the gate. In the gate, there was a parochet that one of the Nazim took from Lodz. In the parochet, it was written, "Vehashar laHashem tzadikim ilchuba." And he said, when he saw the parochet, and he said to himself, wow, this Nazi doesn't know Hebrew, and what he chose, exactly what we need now to hear, that we are tzadikim, that we are being killed for Kiddush Hashem. He said he made him such an unbelievably closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he went besimcha to the bunker. In understanding, not besimcha, happiness, but in simcha, in understanding that he is now doing what he has to do and being killed for Kiddush Hashem. And he was saying Vidu in Shema Yisrael and so on. And what the chizuk this parochet gave him. In the end, he was in the bunker and he was taken away. A girl heard it and she was fainting. And she started to scream, take me home, I don't want to be anymore in Poland. And she was panicked totally. They started to pour water, slowly, slowly. They asked her, why? Why are you screaming? She said, my grandfather came from the Holocaust but never agreed to say one word. Before the journey, I went to him and I told him, Daddy, my grandfather, you have to say something. I can't go and not hear your story. And he told me that he's one of the survivors of Treblinka, one of these 20 guys in the group. And he told me that when he went out of the train and he saw the parochet, in this minute he decided that he came to be not religious. Hashem can do everything. He can make us tzaddikim, and this is what he does. And then he was taken out, and he changed all his life and wasn't religious. And she doesn't understand how two people can see the same thing and come to opposite decisions. That's exactly what Rav Volbe says. The guide of the group decided on the place, took a phone with a ram call, all the group heard, and the two people spoke. One was in Treblinka, one in Israel. And they started to say stories, but they were in the same train, they were part of the same 20, and then they worked together. And they decided immediately when the group come to Israel, they will meet together and the whole group will be there. And there was a meeting. And in that meeting, the man that decided to be not religious said that he has so many questions that he didn't deal with. And when he had that, and he didn't deal with the questions before, that broke him. And the other one said the opposite. That he had questions, he dealt, he was mitchazek, and therefore it was the opposite. I'm sure that sometimes you ask yourself, what is exactly the definition of your year here in Israel? I think that definition is charging batteries in order that we will explain things right in life. In order that we be zoche to live chayei emet and not chayei regesh, not ma shebali, lo ma shemitchashek li, ela chayei emet. There is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Like these people that were killed in the Holocaust. Were Mekadosh Shem Shama. Rabbi Elimelech Minitank writes in his small chapel, suggestion that he gives to his Hasidim. And he says, every time that you have free time, you're in a bus and you don't have a book. You're going to sleep and you can't go into sleeping. You have to close your eyes and you have to imagine that there is a big fire and a goy come to you and tell you all your work Avodah Zarah or I'll push you to the fire and you scream, I'm not working Avodah Zarah, and you see in your imagination you are pushed to the fire and in that minute you are zochah to be mekayem mitzvah deoraita of a nikdashti betok bnei Yisrael. And I'm asking myself, why? Why does he have to explain that way, the mitzvah? Why not to say that the mitzvah is only to the people that really have this situation in life? Why all of us can be the kind of that mitzvah? Because a man that imagined that and put Hashem in the head of the pyramid of his life and not himself is living a different life. There is to be Mekadesh Hashem in death, like the people in the Holocaust, and what we have to do is to be Mekadesh Hashem in our life. But that can be done only if we are Zoche
to put Hashem in the head of the pyramid. The carpenter went and asked the Rav and didn't take the ticket. The one that told the couple, keep the coin and don't free my son, is because they didn't put themselves in the head of the pyramid. They put the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If they would put himself, everything would look differently. And I want to speak about three conditions, three roads. How do you come to that? How do you come really in your life to put Hashem as the main factor of your life? Because that's the comment to all these people. A few weeks ago, an Arab took a car and killed a person. He was the son of Rabbi Shirky. Rabbi Shirky stood in the funeral and said, it's very hard to bury a son. But because I'm Zoche now to go according to my brain, I understand that you are now one of Harugei Malchut, and that's make everything different. A man can't say a sentence like that if in all his life he doesn't put Hashem in the head of the pyramid. How do you put Hashem in the head of the pyramid? If there will be enough time, I would like to speak about two or three things. Number one, let's go to Lag BaOmer. If you will take all Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the whole Shas, remember I'll go only two or three sugiyot, but there are 20. And he speaks in the whole Shas different topics at all. And you try to learn them deep and understand what's the common between all these sugiyot in the Shas. Right, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that we had last week, Lag BaOmer. Why was he Zoche from all the Tanaim? Why was he Zoche that everyone would be remembering the day that he passed away? What Chazal wanted to symbolize by that? I want to take you a minute to Hilchot Shabbat. The melachot that were in the Mishkan are not allowed. Let's take an example. One of the melachot that was in the Mishkan was taking blood from the body. Taking blood from the body is not allowed. What happened? If there is a sick man in the hospital, it's not pikuach nefesh, but he is a sick man. You want to give him a shot. In order to give him a shot, you have to know that the needle is in the right place. So you want to take little blood in order to see that it goes into the needle, to be sure that the needle is on the blood, and then you press it and the blood will come back in. Is that allowed or not? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, it's allowed. Because the purpose of the melacha is not the purpose that was in the Mishkan. The purpose of the melacha that was in the Mishkan is to take blood out. Here the purpose is only to know that my needle is in the right way. Says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the purpose defined the melacha. The melacha is not being defined by the action only. But you have to look deep. And the reason why you do something is part of the definition. And if the Mishkanik was done for one thing, and you are doing it for something else, then it's not like the Mishkan, and it's allowed. Taking garbage on Shabbos when there is no Eruv. According to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, you're not over the right. Why? Because the reason why I take it is not because I want it to be outside. I merely don't want it to be inside. I don't want the smell in the house. I don't care if it will be here or there or there. I only want it not to be at home.
Hotzah on Shabbos in the Mishkan was mainly not that it won't be here, was mainly that it will be there. So it doesn't have the same purpose. It's allowed.
Rav Shimon Bar Yochai teach me to think deep. Not to look on the surface, not to look on the outside. Not to say, physically you're doing the same thing, therefore it's us. No.
If I have a different meaning, different machshava, the machshava is defining the thing. I will give only one more example and then continue. There are things that you're not allowed to write on things that are attached to the cargo. Get, you're not allowed to write on an orange. What happens if you have an orange, but it really doesn't have to be anymore with the tree? He got already all what he needs. Tomorrow you're going to cut it. According to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, this is not called attached anymore because he doesn't need it. Even though physically it is, but because there is no need, you see it already is disattached. Because it doesn't look how it looks. He looks on the purpose and there is no way anymore. You don't need any more any chemics or anything from the tree. So you see it as not connected anymore. I think that we are very much living our life in two circles. There is the Torah circle, but we are very much affected from the general circle, from the word. The word looks a lot on the outside.
I got a phone last week. One wanted to give a shidduch to a girl that's already not young. And he went to a boy and said, "That's an excellent girl." And the boy said that he wanted a picture to see before. And the Shadchan knows that the girl doesn't want to give a picture. But if there won't be a picture, there won't be a shidduch. So I bought a phone, halachically, is it allowed to give the picture without her permission in order that the shidduch will work? My answer was, give me the number of the boy I will speak with. You don't decide according to pictures. This is wrong. This is influence of Facebook. This is totally wrong. I said, yeah, but I want to know if I'm allowed. I said, the answer is you're not allowed to go against the girl, but the shidduch should work. So give me the phone, I'll take care of that. I call the boy. I told you, you know why you want the picture? Because you're influenced by society. You don't go according to Amos. This is wrong. Not that you shouldn't look if she's nice or not. You should. But that shouldn't be the first thing. And that shouldn't be the first step. It should be one of the things that will be taken into account. Yes, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to marry someone that you don't look at her. So the Gemara speaks about it. But the Gemara never meant to say that first you see her picture in the Facebook and then you decide if to go or not. That's not the meaning of the Gemara. We are influenced by outside and we don't think enough deep. And if we don't think deep, then we won't put Hashem in the head. And we always will go according to what we want and not according to the brain. Because to think about the brain needs deepness. So I think the reason why Chazal decided for all the Tanaim to take Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and to make him a Yortzeit is because they wanted to teach us one thing. They wanted to teach us to think deep. Because without it, you always will think about yourself. And you will never put Hashem in the head of the parrot. I will go deeper. You know that in Lag BaOmer, there is Minagei Avilut. Because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died because they didn't respect one another. For years it was hard for me. Rabbi Akiva is their Rebbe. He always teaches them Ve'avta le'racha kamocha. How can it be that they're the one that heard every day Ve'avta le'racha kamocha? They're the one that didn't respect the other. till I saw in one of the Purushim that they took exactly what Rabbi Akiva said, they took it to extreme, and they didn't understand what he said. They thought that Avta l'Recha Kamocha means the other one is like me. So what is important for me, important for him. What is not important for me, not important for him. And therefore they didn't give him respect. They didn't understand that people are different, and even if something is important for him and not important for me, I should have sensitivity. The reason why there is such big simcha in Lag BaOmer is because they stopped to die. Rabbi Akiva went to the south, took five people, five Talmidim, that they knew to respect one another, and from here, says the Maharal, started Torah Shel Chesed. And we want to emphasize that Torah Shel Chesed. But why he was chosen? There were five Talmidim. Because you can never give Chesed to the other if you don't think deep. If you don't think without his asking you, what does he need? What is his neshama? How does he look? What is important for him? If you don't think about this issue, you can't make a real chesed. And therefore the combination of Torah Chesed and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai are the reason why Lag BaOmer was chosen as beginning of Torah Chesed till Kabbalah Torah. There was a commander in the army, very, very important one, Dror Weinberg. He was killed in Hebron by the Arabs. A few months before, he got a special degree from the army. They made a big party. And one of the soldiers asked him, "You love every soldier. Not important if he's religious, not religious, Ashkenazi, Sephardi. You succeed loving everyone. How do you do it?" And he answered the following. "I'm a short man, not high. Once I heard from Rabbi Levin, the tzaddik from Yerushalayim, he was a short man too. Rabbi Levin says, when I see a man, because I'm short, I always see his heart. I never come to see what he has in the head of his head. Therefore, I love every man because in the heart, always there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the heart. So I find a Kadosh Baruch Hu into every man. So I love every man." Says Dror Weinberg, "The reason why I like every soldier, because I decided to my life to take the approach of Rabbi Levin. To look on the heart of every soldier. That means to look deep. Not to look on the outside, to look in the inside. You meet a man, your neshama and his neshama had to join together. That's Torah Chesed. That's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai symbolizes. Condition number one. To think deep. Condition number two. Here we come to a very, very interesting piece in Rav Kook. And here I want to go to the Yom HaTzmaut that we had. The Gemara in Shabbat says, Rabbi Abba wanted to make Aliyah very much. And he decided that he goes from Bavel to Eretz Israel. From the day that he decided that, he never attended the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Yudah. Because Rabbi Yudah holds that you're not allowed to make Aliyah. So he escaped from his Beit Midrash in order that Rabbi Yudah won't tell him the Farush, don't make Aliyah. Why Rabbi Yudah said not to make Aliyah? It's so against the whole of what we think today. What is his purpose? And what's the difference between Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yudah? Says Rav Kook in Elaya, and here I am coming to the second condition, how to see things right and to put Hashem in the head of the pyramid. Says Rav Kook in Elaya, the Mesilat Yesharim speak the difference between Tzaddik and Chassid. The Chassid is someone that wants to be closest as possible to Kadosh Baruch.
That was Rabbi Abba.
Rabbi Abba asked himself, where will I have most Kedusha? The answer is Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted to make Aliyah in order that every mitzvah would be done by Kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda was tzaddik. The tzaddik never thinks about himself at all. The tzaddik has one motto in life. How to be marbe kvod shamayim ba'olam. How the whole world would know about Hashem more.
Rabbi Yehuda understood that if people will come as singles, one, and after a year another one, after a year another one, they will live life of Kedusha. But they won't succeed putting Kedusha in the word. The whole world won't speak about them. The time when the world will be Marbe Kedusha Ba'olam, if they will come as a nation, says Rav Kook. And therefore he didn't allow the singles to come in order that they will stay in Chutz La'aretz, they will create a group, and the group will come as a group. And the group will come as a group, then Kvod Shamayim Ba'olam will be Mitrabeh.
That's the reason why he didn't allow. Because he doesn't want singles to come. He wanted that to come as a nation.
You know why we are so happy in Yom HaTzmaut? There were Jews before. But they didn't succeed to be Marbe Kavod Ba'olam. The whole world today speaks about Israel. You open the New York Times, you open whatever you want. That's the nation. And that's the Harbot Kvod Shamayim.
And here is the second thing that you have to think. Do I think about myself? Even spirituality. Like Rabbi Abba. I want to be good because I want to think about myself and I want to have Olam Haba. Or do really the main thing that bothers me is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And all what I want to do is lo amut ki echye v'asaper ma'aseya.
That's mean to put Hashem in the head of a pyramid. I feel that I'm ambassador. I'm not for myself. I'm here in the world to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Rav Soloveitchik says, and Rav Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Libracha, brought it a lot in his shiur, that one of the reasons why every soldier can risk his life in the army is not only in order that we will have the territory, but because we have the nation, therefore there is less people that are marrying non-Jews in the whole world.
The state is causing that there will be less assimilation.
That's the Harbot Kvod Shamayim. So, I'm going back to our topic. How do I succeed in my life? Even when I have hard conditions, and everyone has, there can be different environment. There can be tragedy that they heard about different people. It can be different times when I'm not here in this so special place of Shalavim, but later on in life. How do we succeed? Not going according to our emotions, but really having the right eyeglasses and seeing things correctly. Number one, everything depends on what will happen this year. How much battery we are going to charge. If I'm allowed, I very much want to encourage girls to think about half a year to stay in Israel and the next year. To continue to charge batteries. I think it's very, very important. Again, every girl has to ask the rabbi, but in general. Because it's important. The message we charge the batteries now is going to affect us for years. Point number one. Point number two,
to train ourselves to look deep. I had a boy came to me last week in yeshiva.
He has gaiva. He's really very brilliant, very special. How does he work on that? Told him, take a diary, take a notebook. Every day take one man, think deep, and write what this man has better than you and what you can learn from him.
Because we can learn from every man. That's what we spoke about with Bar Yodavin, about Dror Weinberg. That's to think deep. That's condition number one.
Condition number two, to understand that our mission in life is to be marbeh kvod shamayim. And that's what the state of Israel is doing. That's the reason why we are so happy in Yom HaAtzmaut. And this is what we have to think. Not even about ourselves and our olam haba. That will come automatically, but that's not the motion, that's not the engine. The engine is ambassador of the Kadosh Baruch.
And last thing, don't leave questions out open. Learn emunah, ask.
Try to have things as clear as possible. Remember the Ibn Ezra in Aseret HaDibrot. We're going to read Aseret HaDibrot in Shavuot. The Ibn Ezra asked, how can they can be lo tachmot? I understand the Torah tells me don't steal, but how the Torah can tell me don't even want to steal? How can I control my wanting? And says the Ibn Ezra, I'll give you the answer. The answer is that you want to steal because you don't understand enough in bitachon and hashgacha b'Hashem why Hashem gave it to him and not you. If you will deal with the wash that he has, if you will deal with that as a medicine, no one wants to take the medicine of someone else. You don't learn enough emunah, so you don't understand why he has it and not I.
If things will be clear to you in the brain, then you will succeed working with your emotions.
You know what does it mean that the Torah is saying, love Hashem? How the Torah can be metzabe on my emotions? Ve'ahavta et Hashem elokecha? What does it mean? I understand, do mitzvot. But how the Torah can tell me love?
Because you don't think enough deep. If you will understand that every breathing that you have, every breathing that you have comes from Hashem. If you will understand that this minute you are alive because of Him, and you won't take things for granted, and things will be clear to you, then you will succeed loving him. If there is confusion, you can't love him.
Therefore, in my understanding, three conditions in order to succeed, to see life in the right eyeglasses. Number one, deepness. Number two, asking a Rav and checking with him questions. Don't leave things open. Don't leave confusion. And number three, take to motto to be marbe kvod shamayim. Take that this is the reason of your life. According to that, you decide where to live. According to that, you decide what occupation to take. What will be the best way to be marbe kvod shamayim ba'olam? And if we will succeed doing these three things, not only that our battery will be strong, but I believe that we will be zoche to life full of happiness.
Because if a man know to answer the question, why Hashem brought me in this world? What the world was missing before I was born and what I have to achieve. And if he feels that you're really achieving it, this is the biggest simcha that can come to his life. And therefore, in my understanding, if you put yourself in the head of the pyramid, you will always feel missing and you won't have full simcha. If you put Hashem in the head of the pyramid, and you will feel that you are a soldier, and you will know in what way you are a soldier, then the opposite. You are not in the head of the pyramid, but you live chayim shlemim. You live chayim smichim. You have a wonderful staff here. Rav Yamin, all the others, really, not only Talmidei Chachamim, but people that understand you. People that you can read your neshama and really guide you. I said that I want you to take two sentences from the Sikha. I said one, but now I'm adding the second. The first one was Mavolbe. It's not important what we are over in life. The question is how we explain it. The second one, and with this I'm finishing, is the sentence of the Rebbe Mikotsky. The Rebbe Mikotsky says, Hashem goes everywhere to every door that you open to Him. Door that you close, He doesn't come in. The question is, how many doors are we opening? Do we really want Hashem to be in all our personality? We have to do the Hishtadlut. We have to go to the Rabbanim and ask them, think that the Badrach, not only how to understand what they said in Shir, about our life, about our duty, about what we have to give to society according to who we are. We have to open the doors. Open the doors to the Rabbanim, open the doors to the Kadosh Baruch. I think this is Sfirat HaOmer. I think this is the Hachana that have to come to Matan Torah. Matan Torah every year, and we speak about Bezrat Hashem on the second day of Shavuot, Hashem is giving new Torah to Am Yisrael. And He is giving His Shechina. Think about, you open the water, a lot of water come in. The question is, what glass are you putting? You put a big glass, you will stay with a lot of water. You put small glass, all the water will be aside, you will stay with little. How many doors I open in my life to Kadosh Baruch Hu is the question if in Matan Torah I'll come with a big cup or with a small cup. You'll be zoche in the 2 weeks that we are left to really think about these things, putting Hashem in the head of our life, being marbe kvod Hashem, looking things be'amkut velo b'shitchiyut velo b'chitzoniyut, not to be influenced by society. We should be zoche to really live life of lo amut ki echye va'asaper ma'aseya.